今日嘅经文系喺启示录第十章一至十一节。启示录十章一至十一节，我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，面面像日头，两脚像火柱。他手里拿着小书卷，是展开的。他右脚踏海，左脚踏地，大声呼喊，好像狮子敲叫。呼喊完了，就有七雷发声。七雷发声之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说，七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来，指着那创造天和天上之物、地和地上之物、海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的，起誓说，不再有时日了。但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。我先前从天上所听见的那声音又吩咐我说，你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。我就走到天使那里，对他说，请你把小书卷给我。他对我说，你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦，然而在你口中要甜如蜜。我从天使手中把小书卷接过来，吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜。吃了之后，肚子觉得发苦了。天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。
唔该晒。Today's message is about better messengers。
今天嘅信息系讲到一个更好嘅传信者。
And we are going to look at the messengers who are sent by God Himself, the angels。
我哋睇到帮助神去传呢个信息嘅系天使。
And then also on the second part, the human messengers。
而第二部分就系人嘅传信者。
But the most important thing is not the messenger。
但重要嘅地方唔系嗰个传信嘅人。
But the message。
而系嗰个信息本身。
There's only one messenger who is more important than all these other messengers, whose message is not just the words he speak, but he himself is the message。
最重要嘅嗰位传信息嘅人系耶稣基督自己，佢自己就系信息嘅本身。
And in the gospel, so to speak, is encapsulated in the person of Jesus Christ。
而耶稣基督就系概括咗喺概括咗整个福音。
After his death, God continues to use us as his messengers.
他死后继续去使用我们作他的传信者。
He could have used other ways.
他可以用其他方法。
But he chooses to use us.
但他却选择使用我们。
And so in Revelation 10, we see in the first part he used an angel, and in the second part, John was called to prophesy what he saw to the seven churches in Asia Minor。
因此喺呢度喺度启示录入边睇到，第一部分佢使用天使，第二部分使用人去将呢个信息传讲俾小亚细亚嘅七个教会。
You know, I don't know whether you remember that I said that you look at the whole book of Revelation and you will find that in between there are three interludes or three pauses at each time。
唔知道大家记唔记得喺睇启示录嘅时候系有三个间长或者三个嘅停顿喺中间。
And chapter 10 verses 1 to chapter 11 verse 14 actually is that second pause or second interlude。
第十章到第十一章呢个就系中间第二个间长。
And each pause actually anticipates for something greater to happen。
每一个间长之后都有一件更大的事情要发生。
And this one is the longest of the three。
而这个是三个间长当中最长的一个。
And it is between the sixth and the seventh trumpet。
是第六和第七个号之间。
And so today we are actually looking at the fifth and the sixth。
我们今天是看第五、第六。
And the last time we saw the first four in the vision of John, the first four trumpet was the four horsemen。
而 而在第一至到第四个号中那里面就是有四个骑马的人。
And then the first clause actually encouraged the saints that God has not forgotten them.
在第一个间场里面就是讲到神是鼓励他们，神是没有忘记他们。
This second clause encourages them that He is in control.
第二个间场就是鼓励他们，神仍然掌权。
Everything around you looks in chaos or looks, you know, hopeless, but He is still in control.
身边周遭的地方的境况都是好像无望这样，但是神其实仍然掌权。
And so let's look at verses 1 to 7, on these messengers who are the angelic messenger.
在这里第一至第七节，我们看到天使这一位传讯者的信息。
It starts with John saying, I saw.
约翰讲到我又看见。
And someone says that when he uses this phrase here, I saw, he is talking about a new vision.
有人讲到一讲到我又看见呢几隻字就代表约翰又见到一个新嘅启示异象。
He saw a mighty angel.
佢见到一位大力的天使。
Coming down from heaven.
从天降下。
Wearing a robe.
披着。
Is described as robe in a cloud. That means the cloud actually cover him like a robe.
披着云彩。
And when cloud is used, it's also associated with Jesus' second coming.
而云彩这个字使用的时候，就意思是指到耶稣基督的再来。
And we know that his second coming is about judgment.
耶稣基督的再来是有关乎审判。
And so because of that, some people say that, oh, this mighty angel is Christ himself.
因此有人就说这位大力的天使就是耶稣基督自己。
But others say it is not.
但是另有一些人就觉得不是。
Because if you say that the angel here is Christ, then you're saying that Jesus' second coming is now because the angel is coming down to earth.
因为如果讲到这个天使就是耶稣基督的话，那这里就已经是耶稣基督第二次降临。
And then you make his second coming, which is at the end, to become the third coming.
咁而喺最后耶稣基督再临嗰阵，就系佢第三次降临。
And the text here clearly indicates it's an angel.
但系呢个文字上面就讲到呢位系天使
，not Christ himself，
而唔系耶稣基督自己。
And so it's a stretch for us to say it is Christ himself.
如果讲呢个系耶稣基督就太牵强啦。
And the other point is that.Jesus as God does not swear by himself.
而耶稣基督是不会是指着自己去起誓。
Because this angel, he lifts his right hand up to heaven and he swore to him who lives forever and ever.
这个天使是举起右手去指着那创造天和天上之物直活到永永远远那位去起誓。
And therefore, it cannot be Christ, but an angel as it is appeared.
因此这一位是天使而不是耶稣基督。
And this angel is described to having a rainbow above his head.
而这个天使被形容头上有红。
To reflect his splendor and glory of an angel.
去反映他天使的荣耀的光彩。
And this is significant for people of the time because they know, especially the Greeks, understanding of the rainbow.
这个对当时的人是很有意思，因为当时的人是怎样明白彩虹。
Because iris, the Greek word,
希腊文 iris 这个字
is actually describe any kind of bright halo surrounding another object.
就是讲到任何一件物件周围的光环。
Just like our eye, we have a circle around it that is called iris.
好似我哋嘅眼嘅中心周围有个虹膜嗰个部分。
And for the Greek, the goddess Iris personified the rainbow.
希腊人呢个 Iris 呢个字系人物化咗呢个彩虹。
And the Greek idol god Iris served as a messenger.
呢个希腊嘅神话入边嘅 Iris 就系为各种嘅神去做呢个信差。
And so that Iris withOn his head represent he is sent by God as his messenger.
因此头上有红的这位天使就代表着是为神作这个传讯的人。
While for us as Christians, the rainbow represents God's promise.
而对我们基督徒来说，这个彩虹就是代表着神的应许。
God promised Noah that he would not destroy the world by water anymore.
神告诉挪亚，他不会再用洪水去毁灭世界。
And remember the cloud symbolizes God's, Christ coming to judge the world. Therefore, the rainbow symbolizes God's promise to his people that he will be merciful to them and not hurt them, but those who do not believe in him.
记得云彩是代表着耶稣基督的审判，而这个彩虹就代表着神的怜悯。
Because during the tribulation, there are still people turning to God, and these people will be there when Christ judges the world.
因为在大灾难当中仍然有人是转向神，而这些人是仍然在个大灾难当中。
Therefore, that is a hope and a promise to them. They will be saved.
因此对他们来说，这个就是一个盼望，他们会被拯救出来。
And then this angel is described to have his feet planted on the earth, the surface of the earth. I can't remember exactly, but one in the sea, right?
这个天使被形容是两只脚是放在一个脚放在地上，一只脚是放在海上。
And his face was like the sun.
而他的脸面像日头。
Lit up the whole place.
去照耀整个地方。
His legs are like fiery fire.
两脚像火柱。
No, sun, fire, brightness all talks about exposing the evil, and then the fiery legs are stamping out those evil around.
日头、火柱、光，这些都是揭露出这个黑暗和罪恶，而火柱的脚就是踩熄这个地上的罪恶。
And he held a little scroll.
他手里拿着小书卷。
And that scroll was open.
这个小书卷是展开的。
And the tense here, the perfect tense is used, suggesting that this roll actually was already open for him when he got it.
这个动词是完成式的，代表着这个书卷是已经展开了的了。
And some say this because it's described as little,Therefore, it is not the scroll in chapter 5.
有些人说这个小书卷是从第五章所讲的那个书卷，七印那个书卷分别出来。
Which Jesus took from, or the Lamb of God took it.
神的羔羊从坐在宝座上那位拿出来。
But others say actually it's the same scroll, but it is describing, the word little is more to describe it.Then distinguish it from being a different scroll.
有些人就讲到这个书卷是其实跟第五章的书卷一样，用小这个字形容，只不过是更加仔细地形容这个书卷。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But it is small, all we know that it is small enough for John to eat it.
我只知道这个书卷是小到足以是让约翰去吃。
Because God told him to eat the scroll.
因为神指示他去将这个书卷吃尽。
And the open up scroll actually reveals that the terrors of God's judgment is made known to this angel and what he is to do.
而这个书卷是已经展开了，这个审判的各样已经是展开了，揭示了出来。
And so that message he is now to give to John.
这个就是要给约翰的信息。
So that he can take it and tell it to the seven churches.
使约翰可以告诉这七间教会。
And in this message, it's a twofold message.
这个信息是有两重。
Judgment on the earth, mercy for the saints.
对地上的审判和对圣徒的怜悯。
And if you think about this, this is the same message of the gospel.
如果是思想，我们就知道这个是跟福音是一样。
The gospel calls us to repent.
福音叫我们去回转悔改，
这
个是警告。
And the gospel says that when you repent, you will be saved. That is mercy.
这个福音是当我们回转悔改之后就会被拯救，这个就是怜悯。
And therefore, our message is twofold.
因此我们的传讲的信息都是有双重。
Our gospel must have these two components.
我哋嘅福音必须有呢两部分。
But oftentimes we only tell people one of it.
但系我哋好多时净系讲一其中一部分。
If you notice in the earlier days, like before our generation or few generations earlier than us, the gospel shifted.
喺我哋嘅上一代或者系下一代嘅时间，嗰、那个福音系转、那个焦点转咗。
You know,often we see people stand at the street corner, calling people to repent from their sin before God judge them.
在街角的时候亦都是有见到人揸起这些牌写住去要回转悔改，如果不是神就会审判。
And those kind of scenario or people you don't see today.
今日就好少会见到这些。
I'm not saying he's right or we are wrong.
我不是讲到说他们错，他们啱我们错。
But they only give half the message.
我哋都好多时都系净讲半个信息。
They don't give the full message.
而冇讲整全嘅信息。
And today we shift to only talking about Jesus saves you, but we don't tell them the first part, repent. Even in our evangelistic meetings, you find a speaker do not address this clearly and strongly.
今天我哋嘅信息就将个重点系放喺耶稣拯救嗰一方面，就冇讲到系要回转悔改嗰方面，甚至乎喺啲会议入边，亦都系忽略咗头一半嘅信息。
And you see here, in the vision, you see that Jesus, God told the John through the what, take this scroll and eat it. It will first taste bitter and then sweet.
神叫约翰去吃尽这个书卷，首先他是会觉得苦，然后觉得甜。
And it describes that message where you don't like the first part, but then as you taste it, you love it.
首先那部分是你不会喜欢的，但是之后那部分是你会是喜欢的。
Right? 好像你吃东西苦苦开始，那你味道入了去就很甜，是吧？Sorry, I translated for you. and that's what the gospel message is all about.
这个就是福音信息就是这样。
Without the bitterness of that medicine, it cannot heal.
没有吃那个苦的药的话，就那个药就不能够医治你。
And then the angel is described as unusually large.
这个天使是十分之巨大的。
With one foot on the sea and another on the land.
一只脚在海里，一只脚在地上面。
And someone depicts this as God's sovereign power and authority over the earth, judging both the sea and the land.
这个姿态就形容神的主权和权柄去审判这个地上面和海洋和陆地。
And now, he is portrayed,Jesus is portrayed here in this picture, not just as the Lamb of God, but the Lion of Judah.
而在这里就描绘到耶稣基督不单只是，而且是这个犹大的狮子。
In the personification of this angel.
是在这个天使身上面，人物化了，他表达出来，描绘出来。
Where the lion roared.
就是狮子的敲叫的声音。
And when he roared, seven thunders cried for judgment on earth.
敲叫出七个雷声是呼唤地上要遭受的审判。
And thunder symbolizes the coming of divine judgment in the book of Revelation.
雷声就是在启示录里面讲到从天而来的审判。
And that voice was not the angel's voice.
而这个声音不是天使的声音。
But God the Son himself.
而是神儿子自己的声音。
And what is said in this vision, we are not told.
这个异象里面所说的说话内容我们不知道。
But the sound of it, the speaking of it, coming down to be heard, adds more fear to the already fearful situation.
这个雷声这个内容为到原本已经可怕的境况再加一重恐怖。
And the angel was just that messenger to do what God wants him to do.
如果个天使只是做神要他做的事情，
that is to declare what God revealed to him for John.
就是清楚讲出神为到约翰所揭示的信息。
And the twofold message, the warning and the mercy.
而这个信息是两重的，就是个警告和个怜悯。
And so we need to be faithful in our message as Christians too.
我们作为基督徒亦都要忠实地将这个信息完整讲出来。
Because without the bitterness, there is no healing.
因为没有苦的话就不能够医治。
And there's this false idea among us Christians.
有一个错误的概念在基督徒当中。
Where we think that as Christians, we must be nice and we must speak politically correct in what we say.
我们是以为我们作为基督徒要是做一个好人去讲一些政治正确的说话。
And we don't speak the truth.
我们不讲真理。
Because when you speak the truth, no matter how you sweeten it, the bitterness still comes to you.
因为当讲真理的时候，无论怎样包装，仍然都有苦味在里面。
And so if being nice equates godliness,
如果是做一个好人，就是代表是敬虔的话，
being Christ-like,
那做一个像基督的人，
then,If you look at Jesus, at times, Jesus wasn't nice.
你会见到耶稣基督自己本身有的时候都不是一个好人的一个样式。
You know, there were times where he scolded and rebuked the Pharisees.
有时候他会责备谴责那些法利赛人。
Even condemn them.
甚至乎去诅咒他们。
And when he was in the temple, he overturned the money changers.
他在那个圣殿里面去将兑换银钱的人的桌子推倒，将他们驱逐出圣殿外。
You know, to our standard today,
对我
we say that Jesus is not nice.
对我们今天 的接受程度来讲，我们觉得耶稣这样做不好人。
And because our church, or the church of Jesus Christ today, do not put one foot on the sea and the other on the land, but she puts her foot in her own mouth.
今日嘅耶稣基督嘅教会唔系一只脚踏地，一只脚踏海，而系将只脚摆落自己个口度。
And we compromise and we twist the word of God to make sin more acceptable.
我哋将神嘅话打折扣，亦都系扭曲，让到罪系更加容易接受。
No wonder the church has no power in preaching the gospel.
唔怪之得教会系对于传福音系冇能力。
And then, if you know your message, you must be committed to your message.
如果你知道个信息内容，你就要忠实咁样去对待呢个信息。
The seven thunders weren't just noises.
呢个七个雷声并唔系噪音，
but instructions.
而系指示。
Because John heard a voice.From heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down.
因为约翰听见从天上有声音说，七雷所说的你要封上，不可写出来。
This is unusual in the book of Revelation.
这个在启示录里面是很不寻常。
Because each time God tells John, write it down.
因为之前每一次都是叫约翰写出来。
And also the identity of voice or the reason for the message It's not made clear here.
而声音的来源或者是那个信息的内容是不清楚。
But we know for quite certain, to a certain amount of clarity and certainty is that it is God's instruction.
但我们可以颇肯定这个是神的自己的指示。
And these are the only instructions given to John that were not revealed but sealed.
这些就是唯一的给约翰的指示，就是没有揭露出来而是 被封上。
And just now I say that when it is actually about judgment.
这个是关乎审判。
So can it be that because the judgment is so horrible and terrifying that God sees no value for John to tell them exactly what is going to happen?
是不是因为这个审判实在太恐怖，神觉得全讲出来都是没有这个价值呢？
But they just need to know that there is judgment coming.
淨係需要知道有呢個審判來臨。
And so that prompts me to think is, then should we stop talking about God's judgment?
咁我哋係咪亦都係要傳唔去再傳講神嘅審判呢？
Since it has no value, especially in saving souls.
因為對拯救靈魂係冇幫助。
No, I don't think so.
絕對唔係。
Because John was called to prophesy, but not the details, but there is a judgment.
約翰係被呼召去講出有呢個審判，雖然冇審判嘅內容包含。
But it is to warn, so that they will repent.
但係去警告啲人，等佢哋回轉悔改。
And the purpose of the warning is that they, so that when they heed, they can escape judgment.
而警告嘅個意義就係等佢哋聽到嘅時候，就能夠逃避呢個嘅審判。
And so when we understand God's intent of what He is doing wisely, we will do what He says.
當我哋明白神嘅心意嘅時候，我哋就做佢所吩咐我哋要做。
Even the part of the message that is not so positive, we will speak about it.
縱使佢嘅信息部分係好難接受，但係我哋仍然要宣講。
You know, I don't know whether you have hear people always talking about, you know, prophetic words.
唔知有冇大家聽過人講到係關於先知嘅說話。
Today when we use the term prophetic words, we are not talking about prophet prophesizing.
講到先知嘅說話，唔係講到先知係傳講。
In the book of prophets, yeah, it refers to the what the prophet says.
喺先知書入邊係呢個係講到先知所說嘅說話。
But today when we use the term prophetic words, it's meant to be because the office of the prophet is to warn people of their sin.
而先知嘅说话今日嚟讲就是因为先知嗰个职份就是要警告人是知道佢嘅罪恶。
And so when I stand up here and tell you about your sin, I'm exercising the prophetic office of calling out people's sin.
当站在讲台的时候讲出到这个罪的时候就是履行着这个先知的职份是讲到人的罪。
But people don't like to hear those kind of prophetic words.
但人很多时不喜欢听这些先知的说话。
And so they call us to be, you know, use persuasion.
去叫我们用一些游说的说话。
To persuade people.
去游说人。
I think there is a balance of two.
其实我觉得有两者必须要平衡。
Some people respond to persuasion, some people don't.
有啲人系回应游说式嘅说话，有啲人唔会系咁样回应。
And definitely the Jews don't, because that's why God has to ask the prophet to speak those kind of words.
而犹太人系绝对唔回应咁样嘅游说式嘅说话，因此神系用先知去对佢哋说话。
And it is not just because God knows, but God has seen in history, in the history of Israel, that they don't.
而神唔单止系预先知道，而且系历世历代以来见到犹太人都系唔会回应游说式嘅说话。
That's why you see the last part of the Old Testament are all prophet writings.
因此旧约嘅后部分嘅时候都全部都系先知嘅说话。
Where is all calling out the sin?Of Israel.
全部都是将以色列人的罪都是显明出来。
And when John the Baptist came, he spoke about repentance.
施洗约翰来到的时候，亦都是你们应当悔改。
And he wasn't gentle or persuading in his message.
他不是很温柔地讲，而不是，亦都不是游说式地游说的人。
In fact, you know, the crowds were coming to him for to be baptized.
那些人来到约翰那里去受洗。
He says,You know, you brood of vipers.
佢就告诉嗰啲人毒蛇嘅种类。
In other words, he's calling them snakes.
佢话佢哋系蛇。
Okay, he's short of saying you are a two-headed snake.
佢话两头蛇。
No, he didn't say that.
争啲讲到两头蛇。
Okay, but he implies so because he said, "Here you come to me to be baptized, but your life is following after Satan. You brood of vipers."
佢嚟到受洗。但是他们就却没有去悔改回转。
So you are actually two-headed in that sense. You one side you say you this, the other side you are doing that.
讲到他们有两重，一重个人就来了是受洗，但是个心态完全未悔改。
And he says, produce the fruits of repentance.
他要是有这个悔改的心去结果子。
And then in the vision, then we see next was the angel raised his hand to swear to have towards heaven.
而之后就见到呢个天使系举起右手去指住天去起誓。
And this gesture is actually for the Jews is making a vow.
呢个系犹太人去起誓嘅时候嘅手势。
And he makes that vow in the name of the one who lives forever and ever.
系指着直到永永远远的嗰一位去起誓。
The one who created the heavens and the earth and the one who rules over it.
系创造天和天上之物，同埋系掌管一切嘅嗰一位。
And the emphasis is on God's eternity, sovereign power over all creation.
系神永恒，同埋系掌管宇宙一切受造之物嘅权能。
And this is what the 24 elders praise God for too.
呢个系24位长老之前系敬拜神嘅内容。
And the content of the vow is that is this.
呢个内容起誓内容系咁。
There will be no delay.
不再有时日或者不再耽延了。
And this is actually an answer to the prayers of the martyrs or the question of the martyrs who in chapter 6 verse 10 says, ask God, how long must we wait?
呢个系回应第六章第十节嗰啲殉道者嘅问题，要到几时呢？
And the prayers of the saint in chapter 8.
而系嗰、那个同埋嗰啲圣徒喺第八章嘅祷告。
And so he's raising the hand and saying, hey, God's mercy, God's protection, God's justice is coming soon. And I promise you in the name of our God that is true.
天使举起右手去宣告是神的怜悯和他的审判就快要来到，而且是指着那位直到活到永永远远的起誓，是这样
说。And so you see, not just the message, but everything is about the message.
看得到是那个信息自己本身。
It's not so much the messenger.
不是那个传信息的人。
And then we read that in the days of the seven angel.
是在那个第七个天使发生的日子。
Where it's indicating the seven trumpet judgment.
是讲到那个七个号的审判。
That is about to begin after this.
第七个号的审判快要开始。
And the seven trumpet like the earlier seven seal, it's not a single event.
七个号好似七个印咁样，唔系一件单一嘅事件。
Because the seven seal, the angels open up the seven trumpets judgment.
因为喺第七个印嘅时候就打开咗呢七个号嘅审判。
And the seven trumpet is going to open up the seven bowls judgment.
而第七个号嘅审判就打开咗七个碗嘅审判。
And when this happened, then he says, the mystery of God will be accomplished.
当呢件事发生嘅时候，神的奥秘就成就了。
And mystery often used in the Bible are talking about the truth, the divine truths that are hidden before.
而奥秘喺圣经入边系讲到从神而来嘅真理，之前系隐藏嘅。
But now it's being open up and revealed to us.
但系现在系打开被启示出来。
And so in this case, he will include the consummation of God's plan, the accomplishing of God's plan.
呢度就讲到神嘅计划系圆满嘅实现。
The establishment of his kingdom that is promised to us.
系应许我哋关于佢嘅国度去建立。
And as Christ's second coming and that final judgment is going to be seen after this.
喺呢个之后，基督就会再来，亦都系会见得到最后嘅审判。
And so what we do not know is going to be revealed to us after that seven trumpet.
我哋今日所唔知嘅，喺个第七号之后就会系启示出来。
And so to those who are suffering at that time under the persecution of the unbelievers and the antichrist.
喺嗰啲人当时喺不信嘅人入边，同埋喺呢个敌基督入边底下所受苦嘅人，
喺恶
魔横行同埋天灾人祸嘅入边，知道神嘅计划系将会系圆满实现，系一个嘅好消息。
And in the midst of their suffering and their pain, it gives them hope.
在那个痛苦的当中是给了盼望给他
And so that they will persevere until the end.
因此他们会坚忍到底。
And at the same time, it should motivate them to tell those who do not know Christ to come to Christ.
同时去鼓励人去将这个信息传给未转回转到耶稣基督的人 去回转到耶稣基督。
So the message starts with the negative, but ends with the positive.
因此这个信息开始时候是负面的信息，但之后是会变成正面。
And it's hopeful.
是有盼望的。
To the hopeless.
是对无望的人是有盼望的。
And it all depends on which side you are on.
视乎是你是站在哪一边。
You know, many years ago, while I was still, doing my graduate school in Canada.
我是当时在加拿大嗰度继续系进修。
And there was one summer or spring that I was preparing for my summer break to go on a trip.
有一次嘅夏天或者春天，我系准备紧一个去夏季嘅旅行。
You know, as a student, you cannot afford much, so we actually had an old car.
作为学生系冇乜钱，所以有一个旧车。
But even the old car was not in very good condition.
嗰个旧车都系唔系好好嘅状态。
And you know, being a man, right? I want a more bigger car and more, you know, bigger meaning the power of the car.
我作为男士就想一个大架子嘅车，有大力啲嘅车。
And also a newer car than the one I have.
一个新架我现在有嘅一个车。
But my budget was tight.
但我个有嘅钱就有限。
So I was searching the papers until I found one that is in a city quite near to the school, the city of the school I was in.
咁睇报纸就见到有广告，系见到有人卖车，系好近我当时读书嘅地方。
And so I traveled all the way there to look at the car and to consider buying that car.
咁我就去到嗰个地方去睇一睇嗰架车，去考虑买。
And it was a lady actually selling the car.
系一个女士卖一架车。
Not that I'm against lady, but you know.Buying from a lady's car, you got to be careful because usually they don't keep the maintenance well.
通常可能女士都对车都唔系咁锡车，所以可能个状态唔系咁好。
Okay. They only wait until it breaks down and they repair.
对佢哋要架车坏晒嘅时候先攞去整。
But I saw the car's condition was good and well.
但我见到嗰架车个状态仍然好好。
The mileage was very good.
嗰个米数亦都系好好。
So it tells me that the car wasn't used much.
咁知得到呢架车唔系成日被使用。
So, and the price was reasonable.
个价钱亦都好合理。
So I, in the course of our conversation, she found out that I was studying in the seminary.
喺我哋对话嘅时候就知道我嗰阵读紧神学。
And she told me, you know, I was a Christian before.
佢就话啊，我之前系基督徒。
But today I'm a Mormon.
今日我系摩门教徒。
So I asked her,Why did you convert to Mormonism?
我就问点解你会去摩门教呢
？He said, the Mormon doesn't teach about hell.
佢话摩门教入边唔教到地狱嘅事情。
They look at heaven as a three-tier heaven.
佢哋认为天系有三重天。
But Christians say there's a hell, and so a loving God cannot send people to hell.
而基督教呢就是有讲到地狱，咁我觉得一个慈爱嘅神系唔会把人喺地狱入面。
I didn't tell her I should have, is that, you know, God didn't send them to hell, they send themselves to hell because of their choice.
我当时冇咁样讲，但我想讲系神冇摆佢哋入地狱，系佢哋自己摆自己入地狱嗰度。
So he said, she began to explain to me that in Mormonism, the three levels in heaven,The first level is for people who don't believe in Mormonism.
佢讲到喺摩门教入边，第一重天系嗰啲人唔相信摩门教嘅人入去。
The second level is for people who are Mormons, but they are not really practicing Mormons.
第二重天系俾嗰啲普通系摩门教徒，但系唔系真系实行出嚟、履行出嚟嘅人。
And the third level are for people who really.Truly is a real Mormon.
第三重天就俾嗰啲真係委身做摩门教徒嘅人。
And so she says that this message attracted me to convert to Mormonism.
佢話呢個信息就吸引我去相信摩门教。
You know, the truth is the truth.
真理就係真理。
No matter how you want to, you know, package it.
無論點包裝。
At the end, the truth will be revealed.
最後真理都會被啟示出來。
So whether you say there's a hell or there's no hell, the result of it, you will know when you meet it.
无论点样讲话有或者冇地狱，最后你都会喺现实当中面对。
You know, for me, from my background, you know, not only a drug addict, I also gamble.
对我嚟讲，我之前系一个吸毒嘅人，而且系一个赌博嘅人。
And I gamble to win, not to lose.
我系赌博系要赢，唔系要输。
And so often, if I win, I will move. I will get out first.
如果我赢咗钱嘅话，我就会走啦。
And my friend hits me for that.
咁我嘅朋友就咁样闹我啦。
You know, if I'm a gambler, I will put my bet on the winning side, even though I have no 100% chance. Even if I only have 90% chance, I will bet it on that.
佢话如果系有赢嘅机会嘅话，咁我就会将嗰啲钱摆喺嗰度啦。
I won't, and even if the truth, I only have 50%. I'd rather to trust the truth than nothing. For me to trust.
而我是选择相信这个真理，而不会想着一些没把握的事。
Because one day when I go up to heaven or I meet Christ, the truth will be revealed to me.
因为当我去面见耶稣基督的时候，真理就会是启示给我看到。
If I don't believe in Christ, whoever is at the door,of heaven and hell, the truth will be revealed to me. And so I want to be on the winning side.
而在到了天堂地门口中间的时候，去到的时候就会知道，而我想在赢那一边。
And even if this winning side, it turns out to be untrue, there's nothing for me to lose.
如果是赢那一边是发觉原来是假的话，那我都没有任何损失。
Because both are just nothing.
因为无论揀边边都是结果是冇嘢。
But I have confidence because there are witnesses in the gospel that records it for me to say that Jesus Christ is indeed risen from the dead.
而我是选择相信，因为有好多嘅见证人是讲到耶稣基督是的确从死里复活。
Therefore, I put my bet there.
因此我就将我嘅赌注放喺嗰一边。
And this is the message of warning and mercy.John received.
这个是约翰接收得到的这个的信息，是有警告。
And God tells him to eat it.
是有警告和有怜悯，而神是告诉他要吃尽他。
And when he said you eat it, it will turn your stomach sour.
而吃了之后下去肚子里面就要发苦。
And your mouth will be as sweet as honey.
但在你口中要甘甜如蜜。
You know, the eating of God's word symbolizes not just internalizing the word of God into your lives, but it symbolizes when you eat it, it becomes that nutrient for you to grow.
吃尽神的话语就代表着去吸收和将神的话语融入了作为你成长的元素。
Sweet because you know that it will bear fruits.
甜是因为会是结果子。
Sweet is when you realize that the truth of God's word is that evildoers will be judged and those who believe in the word will be saved.
甜蜜是因为你知道那些的恶人是要被审判，而那些义人是要被拯救。
And bitter will be for those who are being judged by the word.
而苦是因为那些话语是要审判那些恶人。
You know, John's response and reaction is different from Jonah.
约翰的回应是和约拿的回应不同。
You know, Jonah's thinking is that evil people should not be saved.
约拿的想法就是那些作恶的人是不应该被拯救。
But John wants Christ to return quickly to judge the world and destroy evildoers, but on the other hand, we see He mourns over the judgment of the ungodly people.
约翰是希望主耶稣快点回来去审判作恶的人，但另一方面亦都为到不敬畏神的人要受的审判而哀痛。
Instead, he wishes that they be saved like him.
他希望他们都是被得救。
And we should be like John.
我们应该好像约翰这样。
And not like Jonah the messenger.
而不是好像约拿这样。
You know, there's that prophetic word and there is that merciful, gracious word too.
一个有先知方面的说话，亦都有怜悯人的说话。
And they must complement.
而是互补。
And then we see here that God told John, you must prophesy again about many people's nation, language, and kings.
天使对约翰再讲，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。
Again,
再说预言。
It implies a second commissioning of John to continue to carry on writing whatever messages that is or visions that is given to him.
意思是约翰是再一次被差遣，继续去写，继续去记载神所要他传讲的说话。
And this commissioning is not like Paul being commissioned to go to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
这个差遣并不是好像保罗被差遣去外邦人中间传福音这样。
But John is exiled as a prisoner on the island of Patmos.
约翰在拔摩岛那里被放逐，是被软，是困了在那里。
So he's been commissioned to write down the vision once again because he was asked to seal it. So now he's been commissioned again to write it and pass on these letters or these writings to the seven churches to be read by them.
他被差遣是写这些个信件去给那七间教会。
And why would people want to listen or read his writings when it is so not nice?
为什么这个信息这么难入耳，但是都啲人要听呢？
But yet God wants him to do so.
但是神是要他去这样做。
Because God wants sinners to hear it and repent and be saved.
因为神希望他们听到这个信息回转去被拯救。
You know, it's one thing for us to become Christian and sit down here and worship him every Sunday.
每一个周日我们来到去礼堂去敬拜神。
But we have this other greater responsibility and calling.
但是另外一方面亦都有一个更大的呼召。
You know, I say today, evangelical Christians,
今天讲到基督派的福基督徒。
You know, we love the word of God.
我们爱神的话语。
We love the word of God to the point we actually worship the word of God than God himself.
我们甚至乎到一个程度是敬拜神的一字一句说话，而不是敬拜神自己。
And so when we come to the worship of God, we come and listen to the word of God being preached rather than to be worshiping the God who wrote his word.
我们每个礼拜来到去听到我们而忽略了去敬拜神自己。
And then I, as a preacher, I can also fall into the category because I love preaching the word of God more than I love God himself.
我作为一个传道的人，我亦都会跌落这个陷阱那里。我爱传讲神的说话多过爱神自己。
We all need to get it right.
我们每个人都要去处理好。
We must worship this God.
我们要敬拜神。
We need to love this God.
我们要爱神。
And we need to get the message that he wants us to get it out. Get it out.
将他要我们去传讲的那个信息去传讲出去外面。
You know, we think that it's useless for us to tell people the gospel.
我们对传讲福音，我们有很多时都觉得好像很没用。
Because they don't want to respond to what we say.
因为我们觉得他们不回应。
And part of it is because our eyes are not fixed on God himself.
其中一些原因是因为我们的眼目没有定睛在神身上。
We only fix on our circumstances.
我们定睛在我们的环境和境况当中。
How others will respond.
其他人怎样回应。
And we want to be that nice person not to talk about sin.
我们想做那个好人不讲罪。
But we cannot believe that God can change that person or those who hear the message.
我们不相信神的话语可以去改变那个人。
You know, the saints in Revelation, even though under persecution, their eyes were not fixed on their circumstances.
那些在大灾难里面的圣徒，他们的眼目都不是定睛在他们的环境。
Instead, they turn their eyes to God and they pray.
他们转眼去仰望神，去祷告。
And John was doing that, and he got the vision from God.
约翰亦都系咁做，而系神俾咗呢个异象佢见。
And then God called him to be his messenger, even though when he's in chains.
神呼召佢去传讲呢个信息，纵使佢系被捆绑。
And are we those kind of messengers?
我哋系咪嗰一类嘅传信息嘅人呢
？Because the messenger is not just the job of those who are standing up here.
传信息嘅人嘅工作唔系净系喺讲站喺讲台上面嘅人。
It's every one of us.
而系我哋每一个人。
Every one of us, because the Great Commission is given to all disciples to obey.
因为嗰个嘅大使命系俾着每一个嘅人去履行。
And as his messenger, we must speak the truth of what God reveals to us.
作为神嘅传信息嘅人，我哋必须传讲神启示俾我哋嘅信息。
So may God help us.
愿主帮助我哋。
Let's pray.
我哋一祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语，求神你自己嘅圣灵同你嘅力量，帮助我哋可以为神你传福音，奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。